I'm at this awkward point in my life where the pain and the understanding is starting to blend. Me and my uncle refer to it as being awake during surgery, of being aware of what's going on, aware of, you know, traumas and just a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry, family, if you decide to listen to this, but this is not going to be, I'm probably not going to use respectful language throughout this because I feel very passionately about what I'm about to speak about. I don't really know where I'm going to go with this or what I'm even going to title this, but what's popping in my head is, I think it's because of, you know, the hurricane and everything like that, but the hurricanes emotionally, I'm very tied into, you know, storms and growth and flowers and a bunch of nature shit. And I refer to it as the things going on in my life and the patterns. And I'm currently going through a hurricane. I don't know much about them, but I know they don't leave a lot of good in their wake. But what I have seen hurricanes do is bring things together, bring people together, bring circumstances together. And it's not something that I'm saying is necessary, you know, to bring people together, but sometimes, you know, that's just life. And I always felt like there had to be a reason for everything, that there had, that this had to happen because this had to happen, you know, something almost like with karma. But I'm coming to learn that it's not necessarily things are happening to us to hurt us or to make us learn. Things just happen because they can. We live in a crazy world with a crazy just sense of humanity, and things change. Over the years, I've seen society change in ways that I can't even explain, and it's changed me. Of course, when you see everything going on in the news, you think it's just all bad. I mean, you have Trump as president, for fuck's sake. But what I've learned is that through all of the bullshit that we've been through in the world, and even just in America, I've seen communities come together. I've seen bridges being built. I've seen what should have happened many, many years ago. And I've noticed that even with the patterns in America of history repeating itself is because we failed to learn. So when things are being repeated in our lives is because we have failed to learn. And oftentimes it's because we keep touching a wound that needs to heal and cannot heal if we keep touching it, if we keep going back to it, if we keep trying to dig it back up and trying to piece it all together. Because the thing that was, though, is that when we come to terms with something, when we accept our pain for where we're at and we're at that uncomfortable stage of, okay, I know that bullshit's going on, so what do I do now? You sit in it. You go with the current. You don't fight it. You don't try to go ahead of it and tire yourself out. You go with it. You go with the flow and see where it takes you. And something that has been being brought to my attention over and over again is the fact that I have a personal issue with coming to terms with the situation, but I can't let go. I hold on and I squeeze and I squeeze because either I think something good's gonna come out of it or I think that I can fix it, but some things are just supposed to be left alone so they can heal. We focus so much on the glow up, on the come up, on the vision, on, well, this is where I want to be 5 years from now. Well, let me tell you something. We're not 5 years from now. We're right here in this moment. And what we do with this moment means more than any career choice, any more than any profession, because it's who you are that makes all of that worthwhile. So, are you going through an emotional hurricane? Is everything and anything just coming at you all at once? Have you recently experienced a tragedy that you've accepted but do not know how to move on from? See, this is where it gets exciting, because people typically get a little uncomfortable or uneasy with the idea of learning to, you know, try to find a new normal, which I've, you know, talked about before. With devastation comes change. So you've come to terms with something that has happened. Congratulations, you just upgraded to a whole new level. Because in most cases, when people come to terms with things and they're kind of at that, what now? Either they backtrack and they have to do it all over again, or they can grow from here. So I'm at this point where I do not want to be taught this lesson again. Lord Jesus knows I do not. I want to get to learn this now and figure out who is it that I'm supposed to be that can handle these hurricanes. Sometimes we must evacuate. Sometimes we have to stay where we are and protect our homes, protect our bodies, our minds, our spirits. And sometimes the weather starts to seep in through. But the house does not become a hurricane. a house can be rebuilt. You can be rebuilt. The weathers in our life do not determine who we are. It just shows where we're at in our lives. Do you expect for life to be all sunshine and daisies and rabbits hopping around and shit all the time? No, because where would you grow? Of course, beautiful. I want people to experience life. I want people to experience beautiful things. And of course, we can learn from those things. But how can we learn to appreciate them? How can you learn to appreciate the home that you've been given unless it's been torn down? And there's been many times where some of you may feel like you've been torn down. Your house has been completely destroyed. Everything that you've ever known may have been flipped right upside down. If there is you, if you're still alive, you can always build a home. You don't necessarily have to build a home where your last home was. You don't have to keep growing the same flower in the same spot. You can grow multiple flowers in different spots. You can build multiple homes. Multiple places for a safe haven for you. And it's not necessarily just your body or people or a way to live. It's a way to think, a way to act. Words create, actions create. I mean, look what's going on in the world. If that's not enough, you know, proof for you that your words and your actions really can make a difference, then I really don't know what to tell you. Action is a beautiful thing. I really have a lot of faith, of course, in action. But something that I've noticed that people often, you know, don't like talk, they like action. But sometimes you can be walking the walk, but you need to be talking that talk at the same time. So if you're trying to, I'll do it in a way that I can explain. Say you're going to go to the gym because you want to lose some weight or you want to gain or you want to get healthy. What I've learned is that fitness is a state of mind. Growth is a state of mind. It's how you talk to yourself. It's how you talk to others. So when you are stepping out of a hurricane or currently in it and you're trying to figure out what to do next, all the rubble that was been left over, now it's time for you to rebuild. Now it's time for you to take everything you've learned in that hurricane and get to the next level. That's really all I have to say. Man, y'all be blessed because the streets are out here crazy. Tell people you care while you still can. Next time you hug someone you know you care about, hug them as tight as you possibly can because you never know. Never say goodbye. Always say see you later because that's exactly what it is. So even though sometimes you may feel like you don't even want to be happy because you know that hurricane, you know, is going to be like, see you later, I'm going to be back. Sunshine will always come back.